Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Capital in the 21st Centuries by Thomas Piketty is a comprehensive and influential analysis of wealth concentration and distribution over the past few centuries. The book synthesizes a vast amount of data to argue that rising inequality is a feature of capitalism that can lead to dire economic and social consequences if left unchecked. Piketty delves into historical and contemporary economic trends to illustrate how wealth inequality has evolved and why it matters. He also proposes solutions to mitigate these issues, providing readers with a thought-provoking examination of the dynamics of capitalism and its impact on society. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the role of RG in wealth inequality. One of the central theses of Piketty's book is the inequality equation, RGG, where R represents the rate of return on capital and G, the growth rate of the economy. Piketty argues that when the return on capital exceeds the growth rate of the economy, wealth inequality will invariably increase. This condition, according to him, has been a common feature throughout history and is becoming increasingly relevant. He provides extensive data to show how periods where R significantly outstrips G lead to higher concentrations of wealth and power in the hands of the few. Understanding this dynamic is crucial for comprehending the mechanisms behind the accumulation and concentration of wealth in capitalist economies. Secondly, history of wealth distribution. Piketty takes readers through a historical journey of wealth distribution from the 18th century to the present day. By examining tax records and other historical documents, he outlines the patterns of wealth inequality in major economies, particularly in Europe and the United States. He highlights significant shifts, such as the decrease in wealth inequality following the world wars, due to policies that favored wealth redistribution and economic growth that benefited the broader population. However, the trend has reversed in recent decades, leading to levels of inequality that rival those of the Gilded Age. Understanding these historical patterns provides crucial context for the discussion on contemporary wealth distribution issues. Thirdly, the impact of taxation. Piketty dedicates a significant portion of the book to discussing taxation's role in mitigating or exacerbating wealth inequality. He advocates for progressive taxation, particularly on capital, as a means to address the inequality inherent in the capitalist system. By analyzing various tax regimes and their outcomes, Piketty argues that low taxes on wealth and capital gains contribute to the runaway accumulation of wealth among the elite. Conversely, a more progressive tax system could help redistribute wealth and ensure a more equitable society. Piketty's discussion on taxation highlights the importance of tax policy in shaping economic inequality and offers a potential avenue for reform. Fourthly, globalization and wealth inequality. Piketty examines the effects of globalization on wealth distribution, noting that the integration of global markets has often led to increased wealth for the wealthiest, while the economic benefits for the lower and middle classes have been less pronounced. He discusses how global financial markets, international trade, and investment flows contribute to the dynamics of wealth contribute to the dynamics of wealth concentration. Piketty calls for international cooperation in tax policy and financial regulation to address the challenges posed by globalization. This analysis underscores the complexities of wealth inequality in a connected world and the need for comprehensive solutions that transcend national borders. Lastly, solutions and the future. As a culmination of his analysis, Piketty presents a series of proposals aimed at reducing wealth inequality. Chief among them is a global wealth tax, which would entail an unprecedented level of international cooperation. He also advocates for policies that promote more equitable growth, including investment in education, healthcare, and social safety nets. Piketty's vision for the future is one where the dynamics of capital accumulation do not lead to extreme inequalities, but are instead harnessed for the benefit of all. This section provides a hopeful outlook on potential remedies to wealth inequality and challenges readers to consider the societal structures they wish to cultivate. In conclusion, Capital in the 21st Centuries is a watershed book that should be read by economists, policymakers, and anyone concerned about the growing divide between the rich and the poor. Thomas Piketty's meticulous research and accessible presentation make the complex dynamics of capital accumulation and wealth distribution understandable to a broad audience. The book serves as a call to action to address the root causes of inequality through informed policymaking and international cooperation. Its relevance extends beyond academic circles, offering insights that could shape the societal values and economic policies of the future. Reading this book can provide crucial context for understanding the economic challenges of our time and inspire efforts to create a more equitable global economy. If you would like to support Thomas Piketty, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.